My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So the other day, as in yesterday, Scott Pioli, Scott was the general manager for years in Kansas City, assistant GM and of course, New England, and the son-in-law, right? The son-in-law of Bill Parcells? Isn't Scott Pioli Bill Parcells' son-in-law? I think he is. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. Scott Pioli was on with Steve Wyche from the NFL Network, and they were at Washington's camp over the weekend, and they were talking Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, and this is what Pioli said about these guys and the team this year and in the future.
Oh, Scott, beautiful day out here at Commanders Park. First day with fans. You could really feel that energy. They're going to get in pads on Monday. But let's get right to it. Jaden Daniels, the rookie quarterback. We saw him rotate in sometimes, mostly with the twos behind Marcus Mariota, but sometimes with the one personnel. Just your thoughts on what you saw out of him.
You know, I think we saw some good and we saw some not so good. I don't think we saw any bad.
Right.
You know, we saw there was a little bit of a center quarterback exchange issue when he had to go under at the first snap, as we saw. But, you know, again, to me, I think when we evaluate young quarterbacks, we used to have the saying, hey, just get the guys in the huddle, get the play called, get the guys out of the huddle, and get the snap off. And that, it seems like such a simple thing, but quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, being able to learn how to make sure that there aren't any pre-snap issues, that's a big thing. So I saw some good things out of Jaden. You could see the guys responding to him as well, right?
Right, and we've heard that, you know, he's checked at line of scrimmage. He's checked into some situations to really take advantage of the defense. We also saw him under center in the pistol, in shotgun, on the move, doing dropbacks. So they're really putting him through it. But again, Marcus Mariota, for now, is taking the majority of the number one snaps. I want to talk to you about their new head coach, Dan Quinn, though. Yeah. You were with him for 5 years in Atlanta, where you were the assistant general manager there. He was the head coach. Buy-in, buy-in, buy-in. That's all we're hearing from people here, that people are buying in. What does he have that makes it work?
And I'm not a big fan of the word authenticity, but Dan is authentic through and through and through. As we talked to a couple of coaches who were with him the first time, they said, come on, this guy, this can't be for real. He is for real. It's everyday energy. It's honesty. And players know when they're being, or when they're not being told the truth.
Right.
And Dan is all day honest. He's got this energy that's unending. He's got this positivity. And I remember, you know, being with Dan, one of the things that was talked about was being positive all the time while also still being able to tell the truth. That's where it gets a little mucky sometimes. But Dan has an ability to also tell the truth that isn't very positive sometimes, but he keeps it upbeat. And you could see and sense that the players love that about him.
Yeah.
So that was Steve Wyche, Scott Pioli. He went on to say that the team is going to sneak up on the NFL this year in the future, as they've got the right leadership and people in place. So there are a couple of things from that couple of minutes from Scott Pioli. First of all, Steve Wyche, who has been covering the NFL for years, and I had not heard that part, but he knows football and has picked up on they've had under center, shotgun, and pistol in terms of their formations at quarterback. That's interesting that they've got shotgun and pistol. Pistol, a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage than shotgun, typically with a back right behind. We saw it, obviously, with RG3 in 2012. And you'll see a lot of play action out of that, and you'll see a lot of the zone read out of that formation as well. More so in the pistol with play action, you will see quarterbacks turn their back to the line of scrimmage, hiding the ball more so than in shotgun, when they never do on play action and even on bootleg stuff. But I thought that was interesting. I think it's also interesting, every time I hear somebody who's really been in football for a long time and really understands young quarterbacks, I don't think until maybe 4, 5, 6 years ago we heard this as much as we've heard it. And maybe it's because it's become more complex. I don't know. But it's like getting the play, calling the play, getting to the line of scrimmage on time and getting the snap off on time is like a huge deal with a young quarterback. And it's like they're looking for that before they even get to the rest of it, because every offensive coordinator wants to make sure that he's able to implement his offense and that the play that he calls is recited the exact same way that it's supposed to be recited in the huddle, and that they break that huddle with, you know, 25 seconds left on the play clock, and they get to the line of scrimmage, and he's got another 6-7 seconds to be able to communicate with his quarterback pre-snap. That is always such a big deal when you hear coaches, you know, Jay Gruden has talked a lot about that, you know, especially when in more recent years when he's talked about quarterback play and how that is a big part of, you know, your decision on quarterbacks when they're young and when they're ready to play is, can you actually operate offensively the way you need to operate offensively? And by all accounts, and even Ben mentioned and referenced that part seems to be working out pretty well. So another opinion. Look, there are people that are much more serious about a conversation involving Washington as a team that can be good than they have in previous years. It's simple. It's a different organization without Dan in it. And people want this organization. You know, old guys who have been around the league, reporters, guys like Pioli, you know, sometimes you root for teams like Washington that have a history of being good in their lifetime to kind of come back. I've used this as an example before, but, you know, the Packers, after their incredible run under Lombardi in the 60s, you know, they had a brief moment in the early 70s with Dan Devine as the head coach. He was would go on to be the Notre Dame head coach as well. And then they went dormant for 20-something years. You know, the Packers were awful until Brett Favre arrived and Reggie White arrived. And then they became championship contenders again. But they had a run, basically, if you want to go back to Lombardi leaving, of, you know, close to 30 years, kind of like Washington's situation, 25 to 30 years of being, and also ran and really just an average to much, in Washington's case, much, much below. And when the Packers got good with Favre in the mid-90s and they went and won their first Super Bowl over the Patriots, there were so many people around the league, old timers, that were so excited to see the Packers back. And I'm not saying that Washington would be perceived the same way as, you know, Lombardi's Packers, but there are a lot of, you know, longtime NFL people who would like to see our fan base have a chance to be excited and be relevant again. And I would bet that guys like Weich and Scott Pioli are among those people. All right, when we come back, Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, was at the practice yesterday. He weighed in on a few things, including the stadium and more. You'll hear it when we come back. I do want to tell you that right now, it is hot. It was hot yesterday. And your inefficient windows mean high utility bills all year long. Window Nation sells some of the most energy-efficient windows you can buy and was recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free with no money down, no payments, and no interest for two full years. Stop paying more than you have to. Schedule a free in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.